This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, we recently set an end to fire season and talk about fire season and kind of go over some of the information. Rachel Pope from the Douglas Forest Protective Association, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, and hello, everybody.
So have you gotten a little break yet?
I did. Thank you. We called season October 9th, which was Monday. I've had time to get my nails done and cover my gray hairs, so I'm excited about that.
Well, there you go. I know it's a busy time, and we saw the kind of the emerging weather. Did you? How does it actually get decided that it's this date?
It's not necessarily that we have a date in mind. It's looking at the weather patterns. We're looking at the relative humidity. We're looking at the precipitation and the fuel moistures. So we could look at a newscast or weathercast and say, okay, Sunday we're supposed to get a half an inch of rain, but we wait to see if that actually happens and if it's monitored and if it's registered. And we have a lot of green up, which means where that dead, dried, cured grass was, and we have that green shoots that are coming out. That's when we know, okay, it's safe enough. The fuel moisture levels are higher again. We can call season safely, and we know that the fire danger level has decreased.
So you got to that point, and then kind of a change in all these restrictions.
Yeah, so as we know, before we went out of fire season, we were in low fire danger level, which means there was restrictions on open campfires, really, and debris burning was restricted to the public. And now that we're out of fire season, everybody could go ahead and safely burn debris piles again. And to reiterate, debris piles that we are no longer restricting are limited to backyard debris piles, which includes vegetation, mulch, grass, dry leaves, branches, sticks like that. There are other restrictions of things that you can't burn, and you would need to follow up with the Department of Environmental Quality or DEQ to see what is legal to burn and what is not legal to burn based off the air quality restrictions that we have. And if you are trying to burn anything more than just debris piles, such as timber logs or slash, that still requires permits, and you could request that from DFPA.
Now, now that you've gotten to this point, what does this change for staffing?
We did have to lay off some of our seasonal staff on Monday. There was an increase to our insurance rates, and an overall inflation has caused what our rates are and how much money we actually have in granting to keep on individuals throughout the winter work to do our fuels work, to work on our FireWise programs. And because of that, we had to lay off about 35% of our seasonal staff that were interested in staying long term. So that was something that we had to deal with on Monday. It's bittersweet. We have these employees that come in and dedicate their lives to fighting fires on the district and helping protect us, especially with the Taiyi complex. You know, everybody worked very hard this year. And to have to lay those individuals off, we did, like I said, that was about 35% of the capacity that we had to let go of our seasonal staff. For those individuals that are still on with DFPA, we're getting all of our maintenance work done on our vehicles. We are winterizing our vehicles, which means we're taking all of our equipment off. We're getting ready to park those for the long winter, and we are getting geared up and ready to get out and start our fuels work next week too. And fuels work, again, that's fuels mitigation and taking out those fire hazards and creating defensible space around homes.
So when you look back at this year's fire season, I mean, really, it kind of was the one big Taiyi complex was really most of it, right?
Yeah, that's exactly. So that Taiyi complex, which was made up of a total of 19 fires that were started by lightning strikes on August 24th with that lightning storm we had come over the county, that comprised of 8,056.35 acres in total on the north unit. So this season, we had a total of 122 fires throughout the district that burned 8,363 acres. And comparison to last year, it was a pretty easy, slow year last year. We had a total of 81 fires that only burned 135 acres. So we're talking about 8,000 compared to 100 last year. So big difference.
Now, the Tahi Complex, as it evolved, I mean, that weekend was just kind of chaotic, and it was interesting to watch everything evolve and just how quickly you called for, you know, more assistance and how many states folks ultimately came from.
Yeah. As we know, DFPA, our bread and butter is initial attack. There's a fire on the district. We throw everything at it to get that fire out. And we're usually successful at that, and our rate is still about 98% of fires that start on the district. We're able to get them out and extinguish them 10 acres or less. That is our goal. That's what we strive for. The Tahi Complex just really put a strain on all of our resources. Again, that was 19 total fires that we were fighting over that lightning complex. We had everybody in the district out there. We even had neighboring districts come in. We had our local ODF Roseburg, four stewards that are also fire trained that were out there helping us IC all those fires, and we couldn't keep up that fire behavior, and especially the Rattlesnake and the Cougar Creek fires that were out in that Tahi Umpqua area grew and merged together, and that's when we knew we can't keep up with this. We're putting a strain on our local resources. We have other fires that are starting out on the district, not just the complex. We have other responsibilities that we have to continue to tend to. So this is when we need to call and ask for help. And we're thankful for everybody that came in. It was a total of almost 2,000 personnel or firefighters that came in from over 19 states to help on that Tahi complex.
19 states. And at one point, this was like one of the biggest priorities in the country, right?
We were the number one fire in the nation, which meant everything and anything that we asked for, they gave us throughout the nation. And the governor called her CONFLAG, and so OSFM brought in Red Team that helped protect. It was about 174 homes at the max when it was at the peak that were under different types of evacuation levels. So having everybody come in and help, I feel it was successful. We didn't lose any homes. Everybody got to return to their homes. And now here we are being able to talk about it. As hindsight, looking at the things that happened, how we could correct it in the future, and still grateful for our community and everybody's support through it.
You know, I ran into one of those folks on the main road there that was evacuated for a few days, and they talked about, you know, how close it had gotten onto their property and close to the house and all that, but were very grateful that, you know, everything survived intact.
Yeah, it was in individuals' backyards. They could look out of their window and see how close that fire got to the homes, and a lot. It's really defensible space. A lot of those individuals out there maintain that area at least 200 feet around their homes. And we were able to get in there and put a dozer trail and stop it before it was getting to the homes. And our structural team, especially Douglas District 2, that is led by Rob Bullock, and the OSF team that came in to help with everybody, did a great job on protecting those structures and wrapping those homes and getting some sprinklers out there and having continuous water and moisture to limit that fire getting close to those homes. I mean, we were worried for a bit there. It was a heightened, elevated situation, and everybody did everything that they could. And I am very happy and proud of everybody that was out there.
Well, that wraps up fire season. Anything else people ought to know right now?
You know, just because we're out of fire season doesn't mean fires can't start. So again, we reiterate for everybody that is out there doing your debris piles, make sure that it's still trailed around there, that there's no flammable material near your burn trails. Make sure that you're out there watching it until it completely goes out. Have your necessary fire tools, an axe, a shovel, a charged garden hose, which means a garden hose that's hooked up to a water source or a fire extinguisher or buckets of water near you. I know it's raining right now. It's kind of foggy. It's moisture out there, but still just you want to be careful. Don't want any accidents to happen, and be mindful of what you're doing out there. And again, again, thank you to the community for your continuous support of DFPA. We appreciate all of you.
All right. Rachel Pope with the Douglas Forest Protective Association. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:41 at the Morning Report.